Well, this is extraordinary. I've come into the centre of Hull and there's an enormous crowd of people in the city centre in Queen Victoria Square. Some of them are queuing for something, I have no idea what for. I'm on the periphery of the crowd, not standing in the normal place. I hope I can preach here without interference from the police or anybody like that. Father, bless the preaching of your word here. Glorify your name here and grant that people will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen the preacher. Bring conviction of sin. Awaken sinners and have mercy upon those who are perishing, Lord, so that the thing that they take away is not whatever it is that's entertaining them, but the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. Now we hear some drums in the background, so something's going on. Well, I hope I can be heard by some people anyway. Right, well, it's my honour to be here today to preach the gospel of God and to preach that there is salvation in no other name than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ alone can take away our sins. And he did that by dying on the cross of Calvary. He was crucified for the sins of his people. He died in the place of sinners. He loved sinners and gave himself for sinners, so that we who are sinners, who are guilty before God, who are corrupt, who are unworthy, who are vile, who are deserving of hell, might find everlasting life through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, who died on the cross and was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God. And therefore, if we find Jesus Christ, we find life. But if we don't find the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't find life. There is no life, no everlasting life, no eternal life, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he himself said, I am come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. I'm going to read in the Bible from Book of Revelation, which was also written by John. And chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 in the Bible, which is the Word of God. And we read, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now this is a very clear warning of the wrath. This is a very clear warning of the wrath of God to come on sinners. And a hell to come where sinners are cast. And the judgment to come where Jesus Christ is on the throne. And Jesus Christ is the judge of heaven and earth. That is why we need to find Jesus today. That is why we need to find Jesus Christ now, before it's too late. We need to find Jesus Christ as our Saviour from sin, young man. We need to find the Lord Jesus Christ, because without Jesus Christ, we can't be saved. This is incredible. There are hundreds and hundreds of people, many, many small children. Incredible. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is that means whereby we might find forgiveness for our sins. We find the Bible tells us and points us to Jesus. The whole of the Bible is about the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole of Scripture is about him coming into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, after death comes judgment. There is a resurrection of the dead, a resurrection of the just to everlasting life, and a resurrection of the unjust to everlasting damnation and torment in hell fire. Everlasting damnation and torment in hell fire. And if we do not find Jesus Christ, then we cannot escape the resurrection of the damned. We cannot escape that resurrection which sees us stand before Jesus in his glory, in his majesty, in his judgment seat. And he says to us, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. because there is a wrath to come and there is a judgment to come, and we need to find the salvation of God before it is too late. Now we see here in this word in the Bible, and I saw the dead, first of all, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. This great white throne, the one seated on this throne, is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so glorious and so mighty and so powerful and so holy is this throne that the heaven and the earth have to flee away. There is no place for them. That is how great Jesus Christ is. That is how great the Lord of glory is, the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he came into this world, and yet he became flesh and dwelt among us. And yet he died on the cross of Calvary, and yet he laid down his life for sinners, so that we who are sinners, if we find Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the Savior of the world, would certainly find the forgiveness of our sins, and we would be able to call God our Father, because the Bible says, whosoever believeth in him.
I can't believe you're so brave.
Thank you very much. Well, I have to do this. I'm going to carry on, but thank you very much for your encouragement, and God be with you. Thank you. Yep. Jesus Christ is the one who enables us. Right, well, you can always stand there and listen. Right, Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, thank you for that lady who stopped to encourage me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can deliver us from our sins. Now, you know, and I know, that at this moment in time, we are being targeted. We are being targeted by Vladimir Putin with his nuclear weapons. We know that because not only the alternative media, but even the mainstream media are telling us this. And they don't often tell us very much about what's really going on. But you see, we are under threat. Mr. Putin and his cohorts have said that if necessary, in order to defend their new territories in the Ukraine, they will launch nuclear strikes against the United Kingdom. And I venture to suggest that today we are in the United Kingdom, England. And we are being targeted with nuclear weapons. Some of us who are older remember the Cold War when we were targeted with nuclear weapons, but we have never seen anything like this before. The world is in turmoil. Europe is at war again, but we here in Hull today are being targeted with nuclear weapons. And you will never see it coming. That is why I must preach this gospel, because we must all die and we could all be wiped away in an instant by Mr. Putin. And he has said that he is prepared to do it. He has said that if he doesn't get what he wants, he is prepared to push the button, and that England is his first target. That is why we need to wake up. That is why we need to see our own and to recognize our own mortality, that we have souls that need to be saved, that we are lost and we need the salvation that comes from God, that we need eternal life, that we need mercy, that we need forgiveness, that we need cleansing in Jesus' blood. You see, if Mr. Putin were to press the button today and Hull were to be wiped out by nuclear weapons today, as it could be, and as we are told we are under threat from nuclear weapons, well, you can smile at that, you can smile at that, but you have no control over it. That man who feels threatened, who feels cornered by NATO, is saying that he may indeed wipe out the whole of the United Kingdom with nuclear weapons. Give us something to think about, his people say. Now, as I said before, I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Vladimir Putin has the most powerful nuclear arsenal on the planet, the most technologically advanced nuclear arsenal on the planet. And we need to be aware that we are under threat, that we are under attack even. But you see, are we ready to stand before God? In the day of Noah, we read that the flood came and took them all away. They were mocking God. They had no time for God. They weren't interested in God. They had seen Noah building an ark and they thought it was ridiculous. They'd never seen rain before in those days, and they said, this could not happen. This could never happen. But the flood came and took them all away, all of them, every one of them, except the eight souls that were saved in the ark. And if Mr. Putin was to launch a nuclear attack on Hull today, we, every one of us, would be taken away. There would be no warning. We would all be gone in a flash. Why are you not worried about this? Why are you not afraid of this? Why are you not trembling because of this? This threat is real. This threat exists. These weapons exist, and they are targeted against us. And that, there's no point in smiling about Mr. Putin's nuclear threats. There's no point in smiling about Mr. Putin's nuclear threats. Mr. Putin's nuclear threats are real. We are the target. We are the ones being threatened with annihilation. Now, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, I have to say, I must say, that I have no fear of death. You see, even if there was a nuclear explosion in Hull, for example, and it took me away, I would go straight to be with Jesus. But if we do not know Jesus Christ, and Mr. Putin decides to attack us today, as he said he may, then we are taken away in our sins, taken away to this very judgment, taken away to stand before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ. Taken away in our sins, taken away without mercy, without forgiveness, without the cleansing in Jesus' blood, which alone can take away our sins. It's only the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary, only his death for sinners can save us from our sins. And there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. We either saved by Jesus or we are not saved. We are either delivered from the wrath to come by the Lord Jesus Christ, or we are damned, because there isn't a religion on this planet that can save us. It is Jesus Christ who saves. And that's true Christianity, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, the Savior of all those who put their trust in him. Put your trust in Jesus Christ and you have everlasting life. Without him, you are damned to everlasting torment in hell fire. And there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come, and we need to repent of our sins, and we need to turn from our sins. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. 2 weeks ago, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II died, and she is now entombed, and she is dead. She has not been raised from the dead. She is not alive today. She did not return to Buckingham Palace to carry on her duties. But Jesus Christ was in the grave for 3 days. And then the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of Almighty God. And he is not dead. He is risen. Yes. Now, I very much hope that Her Majesty the Queen was a Christian. She spoke about it, and I hope that she knew Jesus Christ as her Savior. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Because if the Queen was a Christian, she is in glory now. But if the Queen did not know Jesus Christ, if her Christianity was merely churchianity, as it is the case with so many, then she is in hell today. That is the plain teaching of the Scriptures. Now, I have hopes that the Queen was a Christian. But what about you, my friend? You don't know Jesus Christ. You've never believed on Jesus Christ. You haven't turned to Jesus Christ. So what is your life? What is your life? And the Bible says your life is but a vapor. We know what a vapor is. You see people vaping in the streets here. You see a white puff of vapor. There it is, and then it's gone. And that's what the Bible says our lives are. They are but a vapor. Gone in a second, gone in an instant. And here we are living for things, living for the world, living as if life owed us something, owed us our 70 years or more, living as if there was no day of wrath, no day of judgment, no day of our death, no day of our going to the grave. Vladimir Putin could wipe us all out in an instant. And we should all be afraid of this, because this threat is real. But we aren't. We carry on living in our pleasures. We carry on living as if there was no day of death. We carry on living as if it didn't matter whether Vladimir Putin pressed the button or not. We carry on living as if our politicians were going to solve the problem. But actually, our politicians, and may I say Boris Johnson in particular, were guilty of stirring up the trouble. Of course, we don't hear that in the media. We are told now, whereas before we were told that we need to protect the Ukraine from invaders, we are now told that we need to remove Vladimir Putin. No wonder he feels threatened. No wonder his finger is on the button. No wonder he has told us that he will destroy the United Kingdom with nuclear weapons. And he looks serious. He is a cornered man. He is a man who has these options and says that he will use them. And I preach these things only to warn you that your life, you have no control over your own life. If a nuclear weapon was launched against Hull this afternoon, everyone in this square would be taken away to judgment. And Vladimir Putin has said that he will do it if he has to. And he's serious. And that's why we need to know that we have souls and we need to be ready for the day of our death, which may come upon us very soon and very unexpectedly. And we need to be ready to stand on the day of God's judgment. Because what is taking place in the world today is unprecedented. What is taking place in the world today is a complete breakdown of the nations, for example, a fermenting of the nations, wars and rumors of wars, the removal of peace from the earth, and all of these things. And even in our own nation, we've been reading for days now about riots in our cities. Do we care about that? Oh, don't worry, the government or the police or someone else will deal with that. But these things shouldn't happen in the first place. But the fact that they happen show us that we are living in a changing world. And very soon, Jesus Christ will return on the clouds of heaven in all his glory, in all the glory and majesty and dominion and power and might that belong to Almighty God alone. You see, that glory belongs to God alone. And it belongs to Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is God. Now that God who holds our breath in his hands, that God who holds your breath in his hands today, that God who holds everyone's breath in his hands, him we have not honored. We have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. And we are guilty before God, lying, stealing, swearing, cursing. And need I say that we live in a generation full of sexual infidelity and sexual immorality, corruption and wickedness on every hand. Every kind of foul and perverted thing practiced, defended by the law, promoted in the media, and those who oppose it, those who say, this is wrong, are persecuted ruthlessly by baying council mobs. You see, we have forgotten God. That's our problem. We are under the wrath of God. We are under the judgment of God. We are under the wrath of Almighty God, and we are ruined because of our sins. Ruined because of our sin. And I need to say that it is impossible for a person to change sex. Impossible. If you are a man, you cannot become a woman. If you are a man, you cannot become a woman. If you are a woman, you cannot become a man. That is impossible. And as there are so many parents and children here today, I need to ask you, what are you doing to protect your little children, to protect your children from being taught that if they're a boy, they could be a girl, or if they're a girl, they could be a boy? Why are the parents of this nation not standing up against this disastrous doctrine that is being taught to our helpless children in the schools? Why are there so few who raise a voice on this issue? Why are there so few who speak up and who speak out? Why are there so few doctors who speak out? Why are there so few teachers who speak out? Why are there so few parents who speak out? Parents, why are you not defending your children against these evil things? which are going on in our schools, which are being supported and sanctioned by our education system and by our legal system and by our political governors, politicians, rulers, prime ministers, because they have the power to stop this madness, this transgender madness, which is corrupting our children and driving everyone insane. It's insane. Now, we are living under threat of being annihilated, of being wiped out in an instant, in a flash. Why are we still living as if that threat wasn't real? Now, I remember in the Cold War that we often spoke about this, but the threat then never seemed so real as it seems today. The threat never seemed so real as the threat that Vladimir Putin is giving us today. And if we die in our sins, if we're taken away in our sins without Jesus Christ, we will perish in our sins. And we will hear these words, "Depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Because there is a wrath to come, and there is a judgment to come. And there is no fleeing from the wrath to come except by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will either be your Savior to everlasting life, or he will be your judge to everlasting damnation and torment in hell fire. Because Jesus Christ is the judge. Listen to these terrifying words from the Bible, from the book of Revelation. From the book of Revelation, we read, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's your end, to be cast into the lake of fire if you do not know Jesus Christ. If you do not know him, if you have not turned to Jesus Christ, if you have not believed on Jesus Christ, if you have not found Jesus Christ, if you have never repented of your sin before Almighty God and believed on Jesus Christ, then your sin remains upon you. And we read, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You see, there is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. There is a day when all of us must stand before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ. And if we die in our sins, and if we are taken away in our sins, if we die today, for example, none of us knows the day of our death. If we die today, for example, we will go straight to hell. Because that's what the Bible warns us about. And it warns us in loving mercy. It warns us in loving mercy that there is a Savior. There is something that we must do. There is something that we have to do to escape the fires of hell. And that is to cast ourselves on Jesus Christ. To cast ourselves on Jesus Christ alone. To look to Jesus Christ alone. To seek Jesus Christ alone. To seek him with all our hearts so that we find him. Because Jesus Christ is alive today. And the Lord Jesus Christ sees this square in Hull full of people today. He knows everyone in this square. He knows us through and through. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the King of heaven, the King of heaven and earth. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, if we do not know Jesus Christ, we cannot know the salvation of Almighty God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, turn from your sins. Turn from your lies. God knows your lies. Lying is a heinous, a horrible sin. The Bible says that God cannot lie. The Bible says that God hates lying lips. It says God hates. It says thou shalt not bear false witness. And yet we are a generation of liars. But you know who we lie to most? Ourselves. We lie to ourselves that we're good. We lie to ourselves that God should accept us. We lie to ourselves that it's okay. We lie to ourselves that we'll live forever. We lie to ourselves when we say there is no God, because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The people we lie to most are ourselves, but we also lie to God. We lie to God by telling him that we are not sinners. We lie to God by telling him that we're good. We lie to God by telling him that we are worthy of his mercy. None of us in this square today is worthy of the mercy of Almighty God. God's mercy is not deserved. God's goodness is not ours by right. The Bible tells us that while we were yet sinners, in due course, Christ died for the ungodly. And we are the ungodly. We are the sinners. We are the unrighteous. We are the unjust. We are the corrupt. We are the sinful. We are the unworthy. And we are the ones who are damned under the law and under the word of God. We are the ones who need Jesus. Amen. We are the ones who need Jesus. And if we find Jesus Christ, who is alive today, if we call on Jesus, if we seek him, if we find Jesus, we have salvation. We have everlasting life if we find Jesus Christ. He is not dead. He is risen. And just as Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, risen from the dead, just as Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, so we will be raised from the dead to everlasting life. Jesus says so, the Bible says, God's word says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Men and women and children of Hull, there is a wrath and a judgment to come. Men and women and children of Hull, there is a day of God's wrath, and we cannot stand the fierceness of his wrath and his indignation. We need a covering. We need a cleansing, and that covering and that cleansing comes from Jesus Christ. Yes. It comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. It comes through believing on Jesus Christ. Someone will say, God will save me anyway. That won't happen. We can only be saved when we know Jesus Christ. There is a book of life here, and whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hell, fire, and torment for eternity. And you see, my friends, the only way that we can know that our names are written in the book of life which God has, the only way that we can know that is if we find Jesus Christ. If we know Jesus Christ, if we are truly born again of God's Holy Spirit, if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have found Jesus Christ, then we have that salvation which comes from God. And our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But we read, whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Whether or not Joe Biden or whether or not Vladimir Putin launches a nuclear missile against Hull or decides to obliterate the United Kingdom, which he has the power to do and which he has said he may do, whether or not that happens, very soon, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will return on the clouds of heaven in glory. And as the lightning flashes from the east to the west, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. And woe unto us if Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth, returns and we are not ready for him. If we have never sought him, if we have never sought the forgiveness of our sins, if we have never turned from our sins, if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, if we have never repented of our sins, cried out, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Oh, my friends, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come. We must all die. Vladimir Putin might wipe us all out in an instant. And although we hope that doesn't happen, we have no control over it, none whatsoever. But Jesus Christ will save us. Jesus Christ will give us life. You see, if I as a Christian were vaporized in a nuclear explosion, I have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Because there is salvation and mercy. There goes the devil's vacuum cleaner again. salvation through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone. Now, my dear friends, you have set before you today the most glorious thing. You have set before you life in Jesus Christ, but also death without him. Heaven in Jesus Christ, or hell for eternity without him. And the only difference is what you do with Jesus. Jesus Christ is alive today. Jesus Christ is seated on the throne of heaven today. Jesus will soon return. And we must soon and very soon stand before the judgment throne of Jesus Christ. You see, you're going to stand before the judgment throne of God. And when you do, you need to know that you know Jesus Christ. There is a wrath to come. There is a judgment to come, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Not annihilation, not reincarnation, the lake of fire. Hellfire and damnation, hellfire and torment. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall have life, to the glory of God the Father. I think I've preached myself to the point of exhaustion. Father, have mercy upon these multitudes of men and women and children walking past, just intent on pleasure, just living their lives without a care in the world, and or seemingly so, Lord. But I pray that conviction of sin would fall upon this city before the bombs rain down, before the missiles arrive. I pray that conviction of sin would fall upon this city. And I pray like an explosion, Lord, it would just strike people in their hearts. Father, all of that hardness in hearts, oh, I pray that you would melt it, Lord, and have mercy upon the sinners of hell. Oh, Lord, awaken this city. Raise up your witness. Raise up the cause of your son here, Lord. Lord, remember these children also. Have mercy upon them, and have mercy upon me, the preacher. And grant, Lord, that the word of the God and the gospel of Jesus Christ would go forth to the very ends of the earth and to all of the nations in this day. But strengthen your preachers, Lord. Strengthen those who are taking it forth. But have mercy upon us here in Hull, we pray. Lord, have mercy. Don't let the people perish. Don't let them die in their sins. Have mercy upon them. And, oh, Lord, may the word of God go deep into their hearts, even though they have walked past. Have mercy upon them, we pray, and ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, sir. I saw the back of your shirt there, so you're Christian.
Gave us a hug.
Okay, thank you. So you're a Christian, sir?
Yeah.
That's great. Where are you from?
It's really from Poland.
Oh, praise God. Yes. Yes. So, yes.
It's nice, nice that you spread God word.
It's great to preach the gospel. Public. Yes,
we
yes.
We do, like, you know, but more between Polish people as our English language, like biblical explanation, it's not easy. But we try best as well.
But I hear the gospel is going out in Poland as well.
Uh-huh.
I hear that there are more churches in Poland now, mm-hmm. evangelical churches, mm-hmm. where they believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very encouraged to hear of the work of God in Poland as well. And may God bless Poland and bless mm-hmm. the people of Poland with this gospel.
Yeah.
And here too. And may God bless the Polish here as well.
We used to be a Catholic, but we converted and we start to be like biblical Christian.
Amen.
We don't belong to any.
Amen. Anymore. Amen. Amen.
We got a home church here. We meet
in Hull.
Yeah.
Where is that?
In my house. Like, we got a home church.
Yes. Yes.
I am newborn since nearly 2 years.
Yes.
We had the baptism in a river, and we have like a home church.
And do you preach? Do you preach?
What does it mean?
Do you preach? Do you teach from the word?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I spread the gospel.
Praise God.
Like, talk to people, to friends, trying to spread the
gospel. Uh-huh. There are many Polish people here.
I try at work with English people as well.
Yes, yes.
They're more laughing, but I give them a lot of testimony what happened in my life, how God changed my life.
Amen.
And they can see what I was before and
yes.
what I'm now. And
yes.
Like, they confused, but step by step I see they get closer.
That's wonderful.
They want to listen.
Yeah, where do you meet?
We meet always in my house. We got a home church.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a few people around here.
Yes, yes. That's wonderful. That's really good. Praise God. The Lord bless you in that, my friend. It's great. It's wonderful to meet you and your son.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Yeah, he as well, like, yes, really, yes, like the biblical story. He's watching like only like biblical cartoons, nothing else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really good. That's
and,
right.
And
yes.
Pray as well.
May the Lord make you a Daniel.
When I had a back problem, like really serious.
Yes.
I asked him to put the hands on my back and
yes,
pray.
Yes.
And
yes.
He didn't do much. Like
yes, yes.
In a word, just put hands and ask
yes,
Jesus
yes,
to
yes,
help.
Yes.
Everything
yes. Yes.
Yes.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. God bless you, my
yeah,
brother,
God
and your work, and you know, and the Polish people here in Hull.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. That's really thrilling. That is absolutely thrilling to meet somebody from Poland. What I didn't say was I actually spent 2 years trying to learn Polish because I had a lot of Polish patients who couldn't speak English. But it's a difficult language to learn, and languages are not my strong point. So, but to meet a Polish Christian who has a church here and who's come out of Catholicism and who knows the Bible is absolutely thrilling. Thank God for that. There are so many hundreds of people here. And I think you heard in my voice that when I started I was tense because there's so many people here. And the trouble with that is you get tense, and because you are tense your vocal cords get a bit tight, and then you have to put an awful lot more physical effort into preaching. If you can relax when you start preaching, it can give you a much better, stronger witness. But there's so many people here, it just seemed overwhelming. Many people have come under the sound of the gospel here, many men, women and children, but the mood seems to be couldn't care less. That's why we have to keep praying that God will pour out his spirit on Hull. Lord, have mercy on these people. And Lord, I pray that you bless that Polish church here in Hull and that many Polish people in Hull would find Jesus Christ as their saviour from sin. Amen. And bless that man's son, Lord, and make him a Daniel. In Jesus' name, amen.